Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written 4 books, the first from the soul of a woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, then Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future, and thirdly, Restored Vessels, Young Adults, Overcoming Adversities. And I'm so happy for my first book of motivation and inspiration called Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. You can get that by contacting me at 954-724-0900 or soultopics@gmail.com, and you can find me on Amazon. If you have a Kindle, you can get Unlimited Possibilities through Kindle. It is $5.99. I have a very special guest with me tonight, a dear friend of mine. I've had the pleasure of meeting, doing trainings with Les Brown. She's one of his platinum speakers, and she's a medical doctor. Her name is Dr. Marcia Harris. Dr. Harris, are you there?
I am, Valerie. I'm here. How are you?
I'm ecstatic. Dr. H, I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight. We've gone through many journeys in the last few years, and I thank you so much for being a friend as well as business partners. And you've published a new book, which I'm so excited about, and I've had the opportunity to help you publish it. It's called Reasons to Believe, Miracles and Inspiring Stories from a Manhattan Medical Practice.
Yes, I am also very happy, and the reception on the book has been really, really, I love it. Everybody calls up and says, oh, my goodness, I couldn't put it down. So I'm really excited. I really am excited at publishing my first full-length work. I have published before, but this is my first full-length work.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, I'm excited about it, too. Like I said, I helped you publish the book, but I didn't want to read it until it was completely done. And I was reading it, and some of the chapters just jumped out at me, and I read the stories, and as the other individuals that have purchased your book have said, once you start reading it, you can't put it down. So, but before we go into that, tell us, who is Dr. Marcia A. Harris?
Okay, Dr. Harris, I am a practicing physician in New York City, and I've done so now for 37 years. I've actually been around and I've paid my dues, as I like to say. I'm originally from the West Indies and came to this country after getting out of high school at 14, 15 years old. Went to college here in New York. I actually consider myself a New Yorker, it having been my adopted home since I got here, and went to college and then to medical school here. And I have been in practice in Manhattan since that time. Now, my story, Val, goes back to when I was probably about 6 years old when my mother passed in childbirth. My mother died. She had sickle cell anemia, and she died after my baby brother was born, like 3 days later. She threw a blood clot, which killed her. And I didn't know that at the time, but at about 7.5 years old, when you said, what do you want to do? My answer would be, well, I want to be a surgeon so that other little boys and girls won't lose their mommy. And I took that into adulthood and actually became, you know, an OBGYN.
Fascinating. It's amazing how, you know, I've had several individuals on the show, Dr. H, and in the midst of it, you know, our trials, different adversities that we go through shape and mold us into who we are, rather for the good or for the bad. And thankfully that you chose a path that you are sowing into the lives of individuals physically as well as spiritually, and inspiring them on the natural level to tap into their purpose and their destinies in life as you got into the motivational speaking arena. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I'd be happy to. You know, I was, as an allopathically trained physician, I basically just did what most other physicians do, and that is take care of patients. Most of the time, riding drums to take care of whatever it is the problem is. And that is the way we're trained, you know, as allopathic physicians. Now, I went to Columbia University, puff, puff, you know, full scholarship, no less. But when you're in medical school, they teach you how to use drugs, and that's it. And a lot of people don't understand that. Now, don't get me wrong. I have absolutely nothing against what I did for the first 27 years that I practiced, because that's how long it was. For 27 years, I did what I was told and what I was taught. And basically, I wrote drugs. You know, I gave people medication for whatever it was. But a lot of times, Val, the drugs that we write not only are just Band-Aids on huge festering cancer sores, but they are, I mean, they cause so many other things. For everything I give a patient that helps with something, it never cures it, by the way, because there is no drug out there that cures anything. But
wow.
It actually causes, yeah, and I'll say that again, there is no drug out there that cures anything. But for every drug that helps with X, it causes A, B, C, D. And I've watched physicians, and I used to do it, I don't anymore, but I've watched physicians chase symptoms. I give you drug A to take care of what ails you, and it causes B, C, and D, and I now have to give you drug X, Y, and Z to take care of B, C, and D, and we just chase symptoms. I had somebody come in on 21 different medications, and when I was finished with her, she was on 3. Now, did she need those 3? Yes, she did, but we basically stopped chasing her symptoms. Now, as an allopathically trained physician, I did that for many, many years, and about 15 years ago, I blew my brain. I was presenting at a medical conference in Atlanta, and I didn't feel well before I left home. But as with so many of us, especially women, we take care of everybody else, and we don't consider ourselves. And that's what I was doing. I literally was working 24/7. I was running around doing 15 deliveries a month all by myself, making a ton of money, but money is nothing to lose your life and sanity for, and that's what I was actually doing. I woke up one morning with a Mack truck sitting on my head, literally 10 tons of steel, and I was able to call for help, and they got the paramedics up there. My blood pressure was 256. Over 144.
Wow.
256 over 144.
And what is the standard and normal for those that are listening?
Normal blood pressure, 110 over 70. 110 over 70. So both numbers were literally more than double where they were supposed to be, you know. And I after I got out of the hospital, because I was in a coma for like 36 hours and in the hospital for more than a week at that time and with that episode, and that's really what changed my life, literally changed my life. I came back to New York and pledged that I was going to not live in that manner anymore because I wouldn't be alive. You know,
wow.
And I certainly would not be here talking to you now. A lot of people don't know. The average age that physicians die is 55. Do you know that's an actual literal statistic?
Wow.
Most physicians are dead by 55, and that's because of all the abuse that we keep on our bodies. As much as we know, and as bright as we are, we do not take care of ourselves as a group. And I pledged at that time that that was not going to happen to me. This was not going to happen again. And I tell you something, not only has it gotten better, it's to the point now, at that time, when they did all the testing, when they tested my heart and the state of my blood vessels and everything else, they told me I had the vessels of a 70-year-old, 70. I had the same test done 4 years ago, and they told me the test was now so much better, I had the vessels of a 35 to 40-year-old. Well, you know something? I had the same test done 2 months ago. I now have the vessels of a 20-year-old.
And what are you doing for that? What are you taking?
That's just it. It totally, totally proves that our lifestyle is just as, if not more important than our genetics. You know, we like to run around saying, oh, my grandmother had diabetes and my grandfather had high blood pressure and this one had heart trouble and that one had a stroke, suggesting that because these people had these things, we were destined to get it. Guess what? There is no such thing as destiny when it comes to environment versus genetics, because the 70-30 rule, where we used to think that 70% was genetic and 30% was environmental, can actually be switched to be 70% environmental and 30% genetic. And I am living proof of that.
Wow. I tell you, it's absolutely amazing, the things, the transition, and the, like you say, the abuse that we go through with our bodies, and we take so much for granted, and we, the genetics, that we focus more on that than the solutions.
Well, I have not only changed me, but I have also changed the way I practice, because now, having been through this, I understand, and I truly understand, that what's important is our nutrition, okay? The fact that we exercise, the fact that we drink enough water, that we get enough rest, that we breathe fresh air, that, I mean, it's lifestyle changes, okay? Lifestyle changes really do make a big difference. And I have changed my entire practice now to that mode and model.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, I am helping people understand and realize that where they are, they don't necessarily have to be unless they want to be there. And now when people come in to me as a patient, I not only take care of the physical or gynecologic problem, but I go into where are you, where do you want to be, and how are you going to get there? I make sure that they have the tools that are necessary to take them to the next level in terms of where they want to be, physically, mentally, and spiritually. As a physician, I make sure that they have these tools. So what I do, for example, I now practice what I consider to be anti-aging medicine. And you know something? It's funny. I look 10 years younger now than I did 10 years ago.
Well, I saw you a couple of days ago, and you look absolutely fabulous.
Well, thank you so much. I saw a colleague, one of my old colleagues, an older male recently, and he said, wow, where are you? Where have you been? Haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing? And I said, oh, I am doing very well. I'm practicing anti-aging medicine. And his answer was, you are your own best advertisement.
Yes, indeed, because you definitely wear it well.
Thank you. No, it really does make a difference. I mean, my skin, it's as if, you know, if we do indeed take the time and take care of ourselves, all right, everything comes from inside, you know. So all these people running around and doing Botox and, you know, Brazilian butts and doing all the external things, okay, they really don't understand. I mean, I've had absolutely no work done, and people look at me and think I'm 40, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. It really can change and can come from the inside. So that's my purpose. I do, for example, bioidentical hormones. There's a whole culture out there, you know, where we've been told and taught that as women, once you go through menopause, you're supposed to be miserable. That's not true. That's absolutely not so.
Not to cut you off, but I'm going through that right now with the hot flashes where I feel like I'm almost coming out of my skin sometimes. What do you do for that?
Well, there are natural remedies, okay? There are absolutely natural remedies which will take care of it to the point of you'll feel like a different person. I actually have husbands call me after I treat the wives and thank me for giving them their wives back. And I'm not making that up. I've had men call and say, I want to thank you because I don't know, I didn't know that person. This is the person I knew, and thank you so much. I'm happy to have her back.
Hmm. Well, Dr. H, for those of you that are just joining in, I'm talking to Dr. Marcia Harris, who's a medical doctor out of New York City, and she just released the book called Reasons to Believe. And for those that are transitioning, because I have a large array of followers that are young and old, so Dr. H, can you give like some signs of menopause, some symptoms of that for those who are maybe going through it and not realizing what they're going through, and what treatments you give for that are all natural?
Okay. The symptoms now will take 10 minutes. And they're, you know, can be mild, moderate, to severe. Some people get all of the above. And some people get really nothing. They just stop having periods and get nothing in terms of symptoms. But the interesting thing is that our hormones as females actually protect us. If you think about it, you will know of a male person at 40 or 45 or even 50 who's had a stroke or a heart attack or something like that. Women don't get there until they're 55 or 60. That is, until their hormones have not just stopped, but their body has used it all up. And our hormones, our female hormones, actually protect our hearts, protect our bones. They actually are protective, okay? So for the people who are, and I used to have like 15, 20 hot flashes a day. And, you know, about hot flashes, it would start on your foot bottom and come straight through your body, go out your head, and you'd be burst out in a sweat. And, I mean, I used to rip off the clothes. I mean, you'd be like, oh, my goodness, you know. I had to find something to treat me, and that's basically what I did. I went out there looking for an alternative because I was in such bad shape. Not only that, all the other symptoms, the night sweats, the body aches, the fatigue, the palpitations, erectile dysfunction in men, weight gain, weight loss, migraines even, and a lot of times bloating and gas and even sinus problems, okay? One of the biggest problems is memory loss. You know, you go into the room, oh, why did I come in here again? And you go back out and you come out, oh, yeah, I went to get my glasses. And you get back into the room, oh, and you totally brain fog. You don't have a clue. You can't focus. all right? Or, on the other hand, your thoughts are racing at night, and you're anxious, a lot of anxiety, your irritability, panic attacks, and mood swings and crying spells in general, you know. And then things like thinning hair, thinning skin, low libido, and total lack of sexual interest. Somebody came in the other day complaining of what she described as creepy, crawly skin. And everybody laughed. This was actually in a seminar. And she says, can my creepy, crawly skin be a symptom of menopause? And everybody laughed. And one of the women said, you know what? I know exactly what you mean, but I didn't know what to call it. You know, so there are a myriad of symptoms. I mean, there are so many. I could keep going for another 5 minutes, okay? So you have to figure out what's changed in your life, in your persona, all right, and go from there. Now, what we use to treat it, everybody I'm sure is familiar with the Women's Health Initiative study, which was stopped actually 10 years ago, actually 11 years, was stopped in 2002 because they had found that so many women were getting breast cancer and getting blood clots and even Alzheimer's went through the roof with this. But what people don't understand and don't know is that the drugs that were used in that study were all horse's urine, drugs made from horse's urine. And
what?
I used to write, you heard me, I used to write these prescriptions without even thinking about it, all right? But we're not horses. We are not horses. And the body didn't recognize the medication. You know, the key has to fit the lock. And with hormones, we have receptors in our body. And these receptors, the hormones fix into the receptors, and that's how the hormones work. Well, the horse's urine didn't fit our receptors. And that's why all that problem with all the things that were caused in the Women's Health Initiative study, you know, where women were dropping like flies with breast cancer and endometrial cancer and blood clots and Alzheimer's and all of the above. You know, what we use now are natural substances that are extracted from Mexican wild yam and from edamame and from soy beans and that type of thing. And guess what? The key fits the lock. The diastenin that's extracted is exactly the same thing as our female receptors in our bodies. So that's what we use now. And it is so amazing because, number one, it works so well. And number two, not only does it not cause the problem that were being caused by the horse's urine, it's actually protective. There's one study where the breast cancer rate, for example, there's one study with 1,000 women who were on the natural stuff. And out of 1,000 women, there was one breast cancer. Now, at the rate that women get breast cancer in these Americas, it's 7 out of every 100 women walking around is going to get breast cancer. Now, if I have 1,000, extrapolate 7 times 10, that should be 70 breast cancers out of the 1,000. There was one breast cancer out of the 1,000. So doesn't that appear to be protective? Appears to be protective to me.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you know, the medication
that you're saying that you would give to females now, would it be also conducive for the male species as well?
Oh yeah, it's extracted and compounded into either the female hormones or the male hormones. Okay, when you go to the compounding pharmacist and take it to the right or can take it to the left. Yes. But the building block, the basic building block that is extracted from the plant source is exactly the same.
Okay. So it is conditioned where it can both be for male and female. So it is a proven fact that men go through mood swing hormonal imbalances too then.
Men go through andropause worse than we do. And you know what? They actually start much earlier than we do. I had a 29-year-old in my office a couple of months ago with a testosterone level of 190. Normal testosterone
wow.
level for a 29-year-old man is 1,200. Needless to say, he was non-functional in the bedroom. Okay? It was just too low.
Well, a lot of guys say when they're not able to function that it's because of stress. So do you think it was because his stress levels were up too high that caused that?
It certainly contributes. There are a lot of causative and contributing factors, okay? Stress is certainly one of them, yes.
Hmm. Okay. We're going to get we're at the halfway part. And there's still so much to cover, and I do want to open up the lines near the end of the show for those that have questions, et cetera. But how can they find out more information about you and the services you provide that they can actually partake of, even though you live and practice in New York City? How can they get some of your natural products, especially the hormone treatments, et cetera?
Okay, my websites, I'll give you two. My websites are Best Lifestyle Solutions. That's BESTLISTYLESOLUTIONS. BestLifestyleSolutions.com. And the other website is the practice website, which is Patients Medical, PATIENTS, medical, that's one word, patientsmedical.com.
Okay. You know, a couple of years ago, we were selling Pharmanex products, promoting that, and we used to get readings where you can put your hand or something in it, and it would determine what's going on in your bodies. What's used for that now?
The same thing. They have not found anything to replace that yet. Okay. Basically, our immune system is dependent on our antioxidant level. Our antioxidants build a wall around our cells. The cell is the functioning unit of the body. Every part of the body comes down to its basic cells. The blood, the brain, the heart, the lungs, everything comes down to the basic functioning cells. And the cells are bombarded every day by free radicals, which are these bad boys, negatively charged particles from the environmental toxins that we're exposed to on a regular basis. And those toxins bombarding the cells and damaging the cells are what causes all diseases, really. Not just diabetes and hypertension, but cancer and even, you know, some of the autoimmune stuff. And what happened, that machine was using spectroscopy to measure the height, the strength of our immune system. In other words, the antioxidants build a wall around the cell, and that machine actually measures how big and how high your wall is. They haven't come up with anything else, Val, not yet. I'm sure they're working on it, but we don't have anything else yet. It's still a viable option in terms of knowing where you are. And if you think about it, a lot of us take vitamins because we're told, oh, we need to do that, we need to supplement. But we don't know where we are, and we go by how we feel. But nothing in medicine is done on feel. Everything in medicine is done on measurement, and this is the only tool out there to measure really the strength of our immune system and how high our antioxidants are.
Now, what caused you or led you to write Reasons to Believe?
Well, Reasons to Believe is very interesting. As you know, I have several books. I have a poetry book. I've been writing poetry since I was a teenager. And I have a compilation. I have a book called Sister Friends, which is a compilation of articles by, you know, my friends. And some amazing stories in there as well. Excuse me. But one day I was in the office, and a long-term patient, I had just finished seeing her, and when we went out to the desk for her to pay the money, the girl at the desk said, Fanny is out there complaining that, you know, as usual, she has to wait. And when she said Fanny, Rosemary stiffened. I mean, she got this weird expression on her face and just her whole body tensed up. And, you know, Andre looked at me as if to say, that's a weird reaction. What's going on? And then I opened the door. I said, Fanny, I opened the door. Fanny came in, and Rosemary went, oh, my gosh, it is you, and ran over to this woman and hugged her and started crying, you know. And the meeting with the two of them, knowing each other, was just so unlikely. You know, here was this banker, vice president, and whatnot woman on the one hand, and then on the other hand was a housekeeping aide. You know, it was just so unlikely that the two of them would have known each other in a capacity where they'd be hugging and crying together. And finally, I said, when they were finished, you know, what's this all about? And Rosemary said, don't you remember when I had Christopher, this is the person who got me through. And that's when it clicked. You know, of course, nobody else, Andre, the nurse, and the other patient that was there, nobody knew the story. Rosemary says, you might as well tell the story, because now there was so much commotion, everybody was looking and listening, and I told the story. And when I was finished, Fanny looked at me and said, you know, Doc, you ought to write a book. And I said, you know something, Fanny? You're absolutely right, because there are so many other reasons to believe that have come out of my medical practice. It has been an amazing, amazing, amazing ride. It has been an amazing ride. Let me tell you, the things that have happened, and some of the stories are told in the book. And I'm telling you, I've already started on the sequel, because for the 13 stories that I have in this book, I have at least another 30. I literally have enough to do more Reasons to Believe again, Reasons to Believe some more, you know.
Wow.
This is a whole chicken soup series here, folks.
Wow. I know I was reading in particular one of the stories that you shared in your book on chapter 6, where you were talking about this pregnant woman from Nigeria. She was pregnant and didn't know she was pregnant. Could you share a little bit about that?
Well, that particular story, this woman was a college professor, almost 50 years old, and her period starts
right.
Gets irregular, and she thinks she's going through menopause. And she doesn't understand. I mean, she pulls her belt, you know. Her belly's getting bigger, and she assumes she's getting fat. And I even asked her, I'm like, you know, you've had 3 children. Didn't you feel the baby moving? And she says, oh, she thought it was gas. You know, she thought it was indigestion. She thought it was gas. And when she came in to me, she was sent to me by the renal fellow, by the kidney doctor, because when she went to see him because she had a headache, he looked at her, took her blood pressure, and said, you've got to go see Dr. H. And she's like, you know, why do I need to see a gynecologist? Because he recognized the fact that she was deathly ill. I mean, she came in, and she was swollen all the way up her body, almost to her neck.
Yeah, how could she be? And, you know, not to interrupt you so you can go back to the story, Dr. H, but the amazing thing is here she was, which goes back to what you said at the top of the hour, that we see signs and things with our body, but we ignore them. And that's why I was reading through it, and I couldn't put it down because, I mean, the way you were telling the story was like I was there in the room. I was excited and then stressed out and intense and everything else. So continue on, but I just had to say that. That was just like, what?
Well, thank you. I literally just, I mean, I related the stories as they happened, and you said it right. Excited, stressed out, you know, and every emotion, you know, goes through your head and is a part of the whole experience, you know. But this woman literally, and she was a college professor. It's not that she didn't have sense, okay, or didn't know what was going on. Woman was a PhD, college professor, okay. And she got to, and it was a term pregnancy. She came in, and it took me an hour to convince her that if she didn't go to the hospital, she was going to die. And she ended up in the intensive care unit for 2 weeks and almost died. You know, God is good. Not only her, but the baby walked out of the hospital.
Yes. I was like, and just to hear you to read what you were saying in the book, how she was saying, yeah, but I have to talk it over with my husband. I can't be having the baby, because she didn't know she was pregnant, and here she was full term. And she was like, I can't have a baby. I got to discuss this with my husband. We got to do this. I got to grade papers. And I'm like, you're telling the woman she's going to die, that she's got to get to the hospital because she's pregnant. And she's like, no, I'm not. I got to go home.
Yeah. It's so amazing. And so many of us do exactly that. So many of us do exactly that. We rationalize everything, and we turn things around to suit who we think we are. And I'll say that again, who we think we are at any one point in time, to the point where we sometimes end up taking our lives in our hands. So that's exactly what, you know, happened in this case.
So in doing, you know, there's so many different stories. I encourage those of you that are listening to visit those websites. Dr. H is going to give them again. I'm talking to Dr. Marcia Harris, who's a medical doctor who released a new book called Reasons to Believe, Miraculous and Inspiring Stories from a Manhattan Medical Practice. And, I mean, when you go through the pages of this book, and like I said, it feels like you're actually in the room. And a lot of us, like she says, ignore systems. We become our own physician, and we make a shipwreck of our lives, and we wind up being worse of situations because we don't listen to our body that speaks loudly in volumes each and every day. And I'm talking to the choir here. And as I said, Dr. H has been a tremendous friend, and you know, I call on her and reach out now. Listen on it. You can't call on her like I call on her, because she's my friend. But you can certainly follow her and know the different things she's doing, and also the holistic remedies that we can utilize to save our life. Because a lot of times, you know, you read in articles and newspapers and hear on television all the time about people dying because of medications, when there's things that are natural from the earth that we can consume in our bodies that'll regenerate those genes. Am I saying that correctly, Dr. H?
Yes.
Regenerate our genes. Restore us in a form where we can function correctly. So, Dr. H, give your websites again, and if you're going to speak and share some more stories from your book, and I'm going to open up the lines also, because I have people that have their hand up that want to comment, question, have a question for you. So give out your information again, please.
Okay. The information, my website, and the website where you can either download the book to your Kindle or order the book, you know, which will be mailed to you, is Best Lifestyle Solutions. Best Lifestyle Solutions, with an S at the end, all one word, .com. And the practice website is Patients Medical, as in you're a patient, a doctor and a patient, P-A-T-I-E-N-T-S, again with an S at the end of patient, patientsmedical, one word, .com.
Okay. Now, I know I asked about the menopause thing, I guess, because that's what's pressing me right now. But what do you do for that? And do you, because you're in New York, are there instances where you are mobile to treat hormonal conditions?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's something which if somebody contacts me, you know, through the website, we can actually get the testing done and might even be able to either refer you to someone in that area, and if there's no one in that area, we'd be able to come ourselves, you know?
Okay. Okay, and is that any state, like, do you have a place, states that, and cities that you frequent now where you go do treatments for?
Florida, Atlanta, Chicago, and the New York area. I even do this, there's a group of us, we even do this in Jamaica, in the West Indies, Jamaica and the Cayman Islands.
Oh, okay. That's excellent. That's excellent to know. I'm going to open up the lines and try and get some individuals. Caller 7547, you're live. You have a question or comment for Dr. Marcia Harris?
Absolutely. I have a question and a comment. I'm a man, and I want to go through some pause, like in man, oh, pause. Hi, Dr. Marcia and Dr. Valerie.
Dr. Hey.
Valerie. Hi, this is John Garcia. You might recognize me from some past shows.
Hi, darling John. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hello, Valerie and Dr.
Well,
Garcia.
It's actually called, and it's interesting that you say manopause, because we use that jokingly all the time. Male menopause is called andropause.
Wow.
But I wanted to make a comment. The comment was, first of all, to thank both of you for what you do on this planet to help people. I think you are some inspiring and some powerful women. So I wanted to, first of all, just thank you. And secondly, I do have a question as it relates to, and I hope it's not too much background noise, I'm actually driving cross states, but as it relates to boosting or super boosting the immune system, are there some preventative methods, some preventative things that you talk about in your book that can really super boost that immune system? Because I think that is truly the key to life.
Oh, absolutely. But in terms of super boosting the immune system, we really just have to make the lifestyle changes. You heard me talk about my story and the difference. Basically, all I did was what we know to do. And we all know what we need to do. We all know that we need to eat right. Now, granted, in this country, the way the food supply is grown and harvested and processed and everything is genetically modified, even if you're Donald Trump and can afford to buy everything organic on a regular and pay an executive chef to cook for you, it would still be difficult to get exactly what you need and as much as you need on a regular basis. So it becomes more and more difficult for us, you and me, the man in the street, to be able to do that. But we still, with a little help and with reading labels and with buying organic and with taking care of ourselves, yes, we can still do that. And there are several things out there, John, where I tell people, for example, as Val said, number one, I make sure that I do the basic testing when I see patients, that I know where they are. And when I say basic testing, I don't mean an electrocardiogram or even blood tests. I do things like test the immune system, okay, with your bioscan so we know how much protection you have against the ravages of the free radicals and the environmental toxins that we are exposed to on a regular daily basis.
fantastic. I appreciate that. And talk about breathing and the importance of breathing, specifically deep breathing.
Oh, absolutely. We don't use the capacity of our lungs, okay? Most of us on a regular basis use about the top third of our lungs. We don't go down to the second third, much less the bottom. And again, that's one of the things that I teach people to do, and that is you must remember to breathe and breathe deeply. On a conscious level, I tell people that on a regular conscious level, 4, 5, 6 times a day, every couple of hours, take the time to take a breath all the way in, hold it for 5 or 10 seconds, and let it out. And you do that 5 times every 2 or 3 hours. This way you use all the alveoli in your lungs, all the lung cells, and you use all of your lungs, okay, as opposed to the top one-third, which is what most of us do when we walk and speak and go about our daily lives. We're there breathing, 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 but we're only using the top third of our lungs. That's a very good point. My program, actually, John, is called A New Start. NEWSTART, and that's nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine. And let me explain sunshine. Vitamin D is necessary for the functioning of every cell in the body. If you don't have vitamin D, the calcium can't work. And without the calcium, nothing is going to work. Your brain won't fire, your heart won't beat, etc. No cell works without calcium. And vitamin D is necessary for the calcium. And most of us have a severe vitamin D deficiency. I mean, it's built in this country, in this day and age, we don't get enough sunshine. And as you know, vitamin D is converted in our bodies with sunlight. So everybody's got a vitamin D deficiency. The latest studies have shown that if we were to cure the vitamin D deficiency out there, half of what we treat as physicians would disappear, half of it. So nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, meaning everybody needs to be on a vitamin D supplement because we're not going to be able to get enough sun, okay? Temperance is the next one. That's the first T of the start is temperance. Even the Bible says whatever you do, do in moderation, you know. A is fresh air, and as you just pointed out, we need to breathe deeply. And then rest. Most of us don't get enough rest. Whether we're menopausal and therefore have insomnia, or we're working 2 or 3 jobs, or we're so stressed and so anxious that we can't sleep, whatever it is, most of us, a lot of us, don't get enough rest. And rest is important, very, very important. A baby gets 12 hours rest a day. By the time we get to your age and mine, we need 7 at least, you know. But the more, the better. And most of us just don't get it. The last T is trust in a higher power. And that, believe it or not, is just as important as all the others. Whoever you believe in, whatever your religion, it doesn't make a difference. This is not about religion. This is not about spirituality. This is about necessary trust in a higher power.
Wow. I love your passion as you talk about new starts. I could go on forever, but I'm sure there's other people waiting in line. And like I started off with my first comment, I thank both you, Dr. Marcia Harris, and you, Dr. Valerie Parker. You guys are incredible women. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you so much, John.
John, and you asked some of the questions. Thank you for making it so splendid and grand for her to walk into that message of delivering so that the listening audience could have some takeaways. I hope they got a pen or pencil. And if they didn't, then you can replay the show to hear what she had because she gave some valuable information. And thank you so much for asking that question, John. Okay, now I have caller 2175. You're alive.
Hi, everybody. My name is Marie, and this is just so wonderful for me because I need this right here. What happened was that I can't walk too far without a walker, and they don't know what it is. And they give me the medicine, but I don't really take the medicine. But for menopause, I haven't really had the full course. I'm 60 years old now, and I haven't had the real full course of the menopause yet. So I know it's coming into that time. But I was listening at the part, you know, about the menopause. And I know that my family had went through the menopause, but what they did was they took a shot of elderberry wine, and they took a shot during the morning and a shot at night, and they said that that was real good for it. But
well,
I haven't
tried that yet. Well, Dr. Harris, what do you have to say about that?
Oh, there are a lot of things, black cohosh, donkui, elderberry. There are a lot of herbs that actually will and can help with menopause. The problem is if the symptoms are really severe, depending on where you are in the spectrum, okay, people with mild symptoms, that type of thing will help. The problem, however, is that elderberry and cohosh and that type of thing does not really do anything for the root cause, okay? It doesn't.
Wow.
It helps the symptom, but it doesn't do anything for why it's happening. And until you treat the root cause, and this is with anything, until you've treated the root cause, you really are selling yourself short. So, yes, you will definitely, there are lots of ways to make yourself more comfortable. But in terms of what I do in terms of anti-aging, I mean, we're living now, the average age at which a woman dies used to be 65 or 70, and that's now 83 years old. You know, my entire family, my great-grandmother died at 103. I got a long way to go, y'all.
Wow.
You know, so there are lots of things out there, natural remedies that will actually help the symptoms. Yes, thank you very much. That's true. But my whole purpose now is not just to help the symptoms. It is to get to the root cause so that you can effectively do what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're almost out of time, Dr. H. I'm talking to Dr. Marcia Harris. I got a message in about they want to know more about the book, the purchase price of the book.
Okay, the book, as I said, can be purchased online at Best Lifestyle Solutions or at patientmedical.com, either one. BestLifestyleSolutions.com or PatientsMedical.com. The book is $20, and I think it's worth reading, if I may say so myself.
It is, because as I said, I started reading some of the chapters through it, and I mean, I was literally in the room with you. It's like, you know, you told the story so grandly that it was, you know, you can't put down the book. You really can't. So it is definitely a good read. It's 200 and something pages, so it's definitely worth the price. And those pointers that Dr. H gave, you know, replay the show, email the show, text the show to different people, put it on Facebook, so that it can be replayed, so that they'll know how to get a hold of Dr. H for, especially, I know we got a lot of women, especially of a certain age, that are going through the hot flashes and all that. And she did say that, you know,
she's able to travel or refer you to some of her colleagues in order to get the treatments needed for that. And I think we'll stop a whole lot of road rage. What do you think?
Oh, yes, ma'am, we will.
Any closing remarks, Dr. H?
Well, I just want to thank you, Dr. Parker. I really do, for allowing me the opportunity to come on this call. And I, you know, my whole purpose now, as I said, when I almost died 15 years ago, I thought I had done well, and I thought I had helped people, and I thought I had, you know, done, had been significant. But let me tell you, the last 15 years of my life have been totally, totally different. And I have now dedicated my time and my effort to educating people. I do a lot of women's retreats and workshops, and it's really now all about education. Because if you know and you don't do what you know, then that's your choice. But it's my, one of my purposes in life at this point in time is to make sure that everybody does in need have the information that they need so that they can take care of themselves adequately and make it so that we will all live to ripe old ages, not just not walking around, you know, not in a wheelchair or pushing strollers, but that we'll be vibrant and active and useful human beings going forward into the rest of our lives.
Wow, well said. And I'm speaking about taking care of our bodies and retreats. I have my retreat coming up. So those of you listening, save the dates. It's September 13th and 14th. It's going to be at the Marriott on Pompano Beach. It's 2 days, and Dr. H is going to be there. I have Danielle Knox, who's a radio television personality, and Dee Thompson, a motivational speaker, Alan McDougall, motivational speaker. They will all be there, and many more. Shirley will be there. So we're looking forward to my radio audience coming to the retreat September 13th and 14th. It will be posted on my Soul of a Woman site. And also I invite you to visit my sites from thesoulofawoman.com. That's from thesoulofawoman.com. And also eventsbyarise.com, eventsbyarise.com. You'll be able to find information there regarding the retreat. And also don't forget to visit the websites that Dr. Marcia Harris told you about, and there will be valuable information there. And I thank you all for joining me on another Hot Topics from the Soul and Reasons to Believe. Believe in a higher power, because there are some miraculous stories in here. And we all are miracles. Those of you that are listening in right now, you indeed are a miracle because you are yet here. So much, Dr. H, for agreeing to come on the show and also give out some information that will be valuable and save someone's life. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I look forward to you joining me next week on another Hot Topics from the Soul. We will be talking about sharing the bliss on next Tuesday, 8 p.m. I look forward to hearing you on Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night.